Next to the last line, Daf Dalad Amud Aleph, B'Chachamim Oimrim Ad Chatzos. So the Gemara asks, Chachamim Keman Svira Lehu. We have here a three-way machloikis. Rabbi Leza says this man, Krishma, is b'shoch b'cho, the time when people start going to sleep. For people function in the act of going to sleep, which is the first third of the night. Rabbi Gamliel holds b'shoch b'cho means the time when people sleep, and this includes the whole night. And the Chachamim say as man of chatzos. So the Gemara asks, Chachamim keman svira lehu. Who do the Chachamim hold like? How do you get this number chatzos till midnight? Ike Rabbi Lezer svira lehu. If they hold like Rabbi Lezer, that b'shoch b'cho means the time when people start laying down. Lame look at Rabbi Lezer. So they should say this man shechiva is the first third of the night. Let we're on this side. Let's learn Rashi already. Chachamim keman svira lehu. How did they translate the word b'shoch b'cha? If they hold like Rabbi Elezer, the Islay, he holds that the translation b'shoch b'cha means kol zman shebnei adam oiskim leilech v'lishka, the time that people are in the act of going to sleep. Zem magdim v'zem ma'acha. One person goes earlier, one person goes later, but l'maisa, this man is the first third of the evening. Is lame look at Rabbi Lezer, so let them say this man Krishm is like Rabbi Lezer. The Omar Seifo Ashmura Rishoinu, which is the first third of the evening. The Vadai Kol Shedat Elisha in Kvar Shocha V'yoshim. Whoever who had an intent of going to sleep, he lay down already. So this man should be the first thirst. If they hold like Rabban Gamliel, that Rashi says, Rabban Gamliel sviralu, the mash malay bishoch b'cha. He holds. Bishoch b'cha means kol zman shebnei adam shoichvim, the time that people are laying in bed, they're sleeping. V'yesh b'chlal hazeh kol halayla. So this includes the whole evening. Lame look at Rabban Gamliel. So let them say like Rabban Gamliel. Ad Amud HaShachar. Let them say this man Krishma is Amud HaShachar. So how do we come to Azman of midnight? So the Gemara answers, La'ilam ke Rabban Gamliel svirlu. They hold like Rabban Gamliel. V'hodika omri ad chatzos. Why did they say till chatzos? K'de laharchik es ha'odam min ha'avere. The inyan of chatzos was k'dei laharchik es ha'odam min ha'avere, k'desanya, to make sure a person should not be nichshal in an ha'avere. K'desanya, we bring a baraisa that explains the whole inyan of the siyog that the chachamim did. Chachamim osu siyog ledivraya. The chachamim made a siyog, a gedder, a fence, to ensure that a person should not be nichshel in aveira kedei, to prevent shelo yehei adam bo min asod be'ere. Chazal were afraid. We're speaking about working people. We're speaking about balabatim. A person went through an exhausting day, the whole day. He is coming in from the field in the evening. He's hungry. He's tired. So he says as follows, Eilech lebeisi v'yoichol kime. First I'll go home. I'll eat a little. Ve'eshte kime. I'll drink a little. And I'm exhausted. Ve'ishon kime. And I'll sleep a little. Ve'acharkach. And afterwards, Ekro krishme v'espalo. And afterwards, Takev. How could one daven, how could one learn krishme when he's in a state of exhaustion? Takev. This person is doing something l'shem shamayim. He has to get some koiches. It's the end of the day already, after exhausting day. V'acharkach, afterwards, ekro krishma v'espalo. At kan dvorov. That's what he thinks. But what is really going to happen? V'chaitfosayshina, after an exhausting day, and after eating and drinking, Il v'chayt fosay shina, so the sleep chaps him on, V'nimtza yoshin kol alayla. That's going to be the end result. The end result is going to be, he's not going to end up to say a krishma and tefillah with a kavone. He's going to have a good night's sleep and be mevatel mitzvahs krishma and tefillah. So what should be? Avol odom bo min ha-sodeh. Be'erev. He comes back from the soda in a state of exhaustion. He shouldn't go home. He has nothing what to do home now. Nichnas lebeis haknesses. He enters the beis haknesses. And we're speaking about, as we'll see soon, the Ben Yonah says he came home before this man Krishna. What should he do now? Im rogel likreis koirei. If he knows how to lein psukim, let him lein psukim. Vim rogel lishnois shayne. If he can learn Teirish Baal Peh, Mishnayis, let him learn Mishnayis. And then when it comes this man Krishma, V'kairei Krishma, Umispalo, V'oichel Pitayim Mevorach. Afterwards, after Krishma Tvilim, then he eats his Suda and Mevorach and he benches Birchas Amos. V'chol ha'oiver al divrei chachomim chayev mise. And the Baraisa ends with a very strong Loshin, whoever is over al divrei chachamim, is chayev misa. So the Gemara asks, Maishna b'chol duchte de loiktani chayev misa. This is not the only siyog that the chachamim said. There's a lot of siyogim, and it seems by this siyog, the chachamim put it down very sharply. Kol over al divrei chachamim chayev misa. So why dafka over here? B'chol duchtun lektani chayiv misa. Maishna hoche dektani chayiv misa. Here it says you chayiv misa. So the Gemara answered, Iboyis eima mishum de'ika oineshine. There's a tremendous mulcham over here. This person is exhausted. And there's a tremendous fight that this person has to have. So in order to give him ammunition to fight keneged this oineshine, he has to see what's the other side. The other side of the coin is, if he'll listen to his Yetzer Hara, he'll be relaxed now, but there's a Chayiv Misa, he's Chayiv Misa B'dei Shamayim. That will give him the incentive and the motivation to continue and to do Takonis Chazal and not to be over al Takonis Chazal. That is one Teres. Iboyiseima lafuki miman di omar tfilas alvis reshus Kamash Malon the Chayva. He wants to come and tell us there's a machlokes further in the Gemara if Meirev is a Rishus or a Chayv. So he wants to tell us, the Tana wants to tell us, Laloche, he paskins, the Tana of this Baraisa paskins, that Tvilas Arvis is a Chayv. And since Tvilas, and he says so, if a person will be Mevatel Tvilas Arvis, is Chayiv Misa. To tell you the chaymer of Tfilas Arvis. Samir de Kechidish, Bittul B'Shei Va'al Taseh, that means we don't have such musogim by the Reise de Kaveret. By the Reise de Kaveret, there's chiyuvei misa if a person does an Avera, Chilul Shabbos, or Achilas Macholas Asuris, or the these are Yisurim Bekum Vaseh. We only have two cases min HaTore Bebitul Mitzvah Saseh Mila and Pesach. That's the Chaymer. In a Bittul Tvila de Rabbonon Kol Oiver Al Divrei Chachomim by not by being Mevatel, that will be the end result. By not davening Meirev Chayev Misa. Before we go into Rashi and Tosfos, I think it would be Kedai to be Magdim two shittes how to explain this Gemara. Chachomim osu siyog ledivreyim. The Chachomim made a siyog, they made a gedder. And what was the gedder? That Krishma is ad chatzois. Now what does this mean exactly? The shittes ha-Rashba, daftesa medalef, the Rashba says as follows. According to the Chachomim, if a person wants to lay in Krishma a 11:15 in the evening, he's not going to eat, he's not going to do, but he's busy now. He wants to learn, he wants to do other things. He'll lay in Krishma a 11:15. So the Rashba says, is there anything wrong with that? So the Rashba says, no, there's nothing wrong. The Chachamim said, till Chatzos, one is allowed to learn Krishma. The Siyag was, but make sure you learn Krishma till Chatzos. What happens if one didn't learn Krishma till Chatzos? So one learns after Chatzos. So what was the Siyag? The Siyag was, he's an Avarian. He was over Divrei Chazal. Chazal said one should make sure to learn Krishma before Chatzos, he learned Krishma after Chatzos. But that is the Siyag. And the Siyag is only that one has to make sure to learn Krishma before Chatzos. This is the Shita of the Chachamim according to the Rashba. The Rashba says we find a Baraisa over here that says one should make sure right away to learn Krishma and Davin. He says there's no such Baraisa. The Baraisa said one should be careful not to eat, not to drink, not to sleep. That is also. That is a pu'ula that will bring Lidei Pshia. These three pu'ulas can bring Lidei Bittul Krishma. That one is not allowed to do, 100%. But if a person is sitting and learning, and he has a seder till the Tzeis HaKeichovim is 8:30, and he has a seder till 10 o'clock, he wants to learn, he wants to do other things, and he'll learn Krishma 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, there is nothing wrong at all with that. That is the Shita Sarajbe, and he learns that the Siyog is only that one should make sure to learn Krishma before Chatzos. The Shitas Rabbeinu Yoine in the beginning of Brochis is the exact opposite of the Rashba. The Rabbeinu Yoine says like this, this Baraisa that says that a person when he comes from work he should go straight to the Beis Medrash. Why should he go straight to the Beis Medrash? If the whole problem is he's not allowed to eat, let him go home and he won't eat. There's something where he can do things till. Why should he go straight to the Beis Medrash? So the Rabbeinu Yoine says he has to go straight to the Beis Medrash because the Chachamim wanted, and this is no machloikis, this is Adover Hamuskim. The Chachamim and Ram Gamliel agree that when it comes Zman Krishma Shal Arvis Lechatchila, one should learn Krishma Bizmanoi. As soon as it becomes Laila. In Agavuch in Shulchan Aruch, we paskin like this. Lechatchila, one should learn Krishma, betchila zman Krishma, as soon as it becomes evening. One lechatchila should learn Krishma. That is no machloikis, that is not the siyog of the Chachamim. That is a dova muskim. Either zrizim agdimim le mitzvahs, or the zman, one should do the mitzvah as soon as it becomes the zman. There's nothing to do with eating. What is the machloikis? The Chachamim in Rabban Gamliel, that means Lechatchila, we can't say what we said before according to the Rashba, are you allowed to learn Krishma till Chatzos? You're not allowed to learn Krishma. You have to learn Krishma as soon as it becomes night. No one holds you allowed to wait. So what did the Chachamim say till Chatzos and Rabban Gamliel said Ad Amud HaShachar? The Shaila is if one did not learn Krishma till Chatzos. He did an avle by not laning right away, but he didn't. He didn't lane in Chatzos pass. What happens now? Min haTorah, it's Zman Krishma, it's Shach Becha. Min haTorah, now we should lane Krishma. The Chachomim also Siyog LeDivrayim. What does Siyog mean, according to the Rabbeinu Yoine? They said, you lost your Zman Krishma. There's no more Zman Krishma. Amoyre Dike Chiddush of the Rabbeinu Yoine. The Chachamim were oiker the mitzvah of Krishma. That means min haTorah is a mitzvah of Krishma, and the Chachamim says there's no mitzvah. You learn Krishma, it's nothing. You are mevatel mitzvahs Krishma. Where do we see the Chachamim mevakoich to be oiker mitzvahs? He says, you see such a thing. First day Sukkot falls on Shabbos. Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos. There's a mitzvah deraisa to blow shofar. There's a mitzvah to take a lulav. And what happens? No one takes a lulav. And according to Rabbeinu, if he'll take a lulav, he won't have a mitzvah. He didn't do a oike the mitzvah. Yesh koyach lechachomim laka min haTorah b'shei val tasa. They were oike the mitzvah. That is the machloikis, the chachomim and Rabban Gamliel. The siyog was, Rabbi Yid, you don't have so much time. You think you have a whole night in front of you. And if you have a whole night in front of you, so memela, so you'll be able to push off the Kriya Shema till later. So they told him, Rabbi, you only have till Chatzos. That was the siyog that the Chachamim made by the mitzvah of Krishma. And after Chatzos, if one will then decide to learn Krishma, he wasn't Mekayim a mitzvah at all. That is the Shitas HaRabbeinu Yoine. Now let us see Rashi. Mina HaVeira, they made a siyog lahachik es ha'od mina HaVeira. So what Shemo Yismoich al Shehus Sheyeshloi. The siyog was, maybe he'll rely on the amount of time, that he has a lot of time. So the siyog was that he shouldn't rely on that. So it would seem from this Rashi that the siyog was, like the Rabbeinu Yonah says, the siyog was that they shortened the time of this man Krishna. He shouldn't rely that he has a lot of time. He doesn't have a lot of time. And we heard Rashi in the beginning of Brochus Dav Beis Medal of Rashi said, "Umishetechshach choyva aleinu lekroisa mishetechshach." This is a chiyuv to learn Krishna as soon as it becomes night. This is mamish the sheet of the Rabbeinu Yonah. The chiyuv is everyone holds you mechuyuv to learn as soon as it becomes night. The siyog was, according to the Chachomim, that he shouldn't rely that he has time, so they took away the time. He only has half the night to learn Krishna. Kimo miyat. Why did they say such a loshen? Mishum oine shine hatokfosoi laver al divrei Chachomim. There's an oine shine which holds him, which chaps him to be over al divrei Chachomim. He can't control himself. In order to rescue himself from the wrangles of the Taivis Shine, Chazal said, Yechayev Misev, you'll be Mavatel, if you'll be Koloiva Divre Chachomim, Chayev Misev. The man, the Omar, the Kama, the Perik, Tvilas Ashacha, the Tvilas Alvis, the Zarishus. Now let us see Taisvis. This is a very small Taisvis, but this Taisvis said a lot of things in a few words. The Kairei Krishma Umispalo. One learns Krishma and he davids. Mikan Mashma. From here it would seem. Shemisho Shigiyaz Man Krishma Shalailo. Shein Loi Lechel Sude. At Sheyikra Krishma Vyispalo Alvis. When it becomes night, it would seem from here that one should not eat a suda till he learns Krishma in David. Now, if you look at this Taisvis, so first of all, it's very modern. What is Taisvis saying? Didn't the Baraisa say this? La yoimarodam oichol kime ve'eshte kime ve'ishin kime ela yikra Krishma v'spa. That is the Baraisa. Taisvis is saying mikan mashma. From here, it would seem. That means if you'll pinpoint your corner Taisvis and you say, does it say this in the Baraisa? No, it doesn't say this. You can disagree with me. But it would seem that one should not eat a suda. So we have to know, why does it seem? L'chayre, it's black and white. Shaila number one. Shaila number two, the Mogen Avraham is medayik from this Taisvis. What does Taisvis say? What is one not allowed to do? She'ein loy lechel suda. That one is not allowed to eat a suda. Mishor shegi is man krishma. One is not allowed to eat a suda. What is the din about being toyim kime, shoyse kime? You're allowed to. Taisis didn't say. Taisis only said, it seems that you're not allowed to eat a suda, but you're allowed to be toyim. That's what Taisis says. The Mogen Avraham in Simen Reish Lamed Hei, Sivkot and Dalet, brings a Trumas Hadeshin. The Trumas Hadeshin said, Teime is Osir. In the Trumas Hadeshin, one is not allowed to be Toyim anything before Zman Krishma. And the Trumas Hadeshin brought a Raya that Teime is Osir from a Gemara in Brochus of Dalet Omed Beis. Lo Yoy Maradam Oichel Kime Ve'eshte Kime. Kime means a little. Teime doesn't mean a Suude. The Tumash Adeshim brought a raya from our Gemara. And Tosfos says, no, from here it seems that you're not allowed to eat a suda. That's a second diuk we have in Tosfos. A third diuk we have in Tosfos, Tosfos says the iser is misho shehigia zman kriya shma shalayla. As soon as it becomes night, one is not allowed to eat a suda. So that means if tzeisak echovim is 9 o'clock and it's 4 to 9, so he has 4 minutes, he's allowed to start eating a suda. Then he can continue. He's not allowed to eat mishor shehigiyas man krishma shalavis. If one looks in Shulchan Aruch it says 30 minutes before zman krishma, one is not allowed to eat. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. But it's not like Atosfos says nothing but to worry about. Mishor shehigiyas zman krishma, then one is not allowed to eat. That's what this Tosfos says. Now we have to understand what pshat in Tosfos. So let's go b'hadrogim. The Oruch HaShulchan says that what the Tumas Hadeshin brought a raya from our Gemara, lo yoymer odom oichol kime ve'eshte kimo ve'ishon kimo, that means like this. A person shouldn't say, I'm going to eat a little bit. Because you know why? He's going to eat a little bit, but you know what's going to end up? He's going to eat a lot. That's what's going to happen. But he said three things. He put in front of himself, he wants to do three things. He wants to just eat a little, drink a little, and sleep a little. But these three things he wants to do. All these three things he wants to do. And that one shouldn't say, because if he's going to make this combination, oichel kimeh, Eshtekime does not mean soda. Eshtekime means that they used to drink some wine. So oichel kime ve'eshtekime, and he's exhausted, and ve'ishem kime, so then chaytvos oishime. So this kime, so because this kime might add up to chaytvos oishime. So one shouldn't make this combination. All three. That's what the Baraisa said. Oichel kime, eshtekime, ve'ishem kime. Don't do all three, because all three is dangerous. What if a person says, I'm not going to go to sleep, I'm not going to lay down, I'm not going to drink any wine, I'm hungry, I want to eat something. Do you have a baraisa that says this is also? The baraisa doesn't speak about this. The baraisa said that this combination is also. Oichel eshte v'ishen, that's also. But if a person wants to eat, he's not going to lay down, he's not going to drink. You don't have any beraisa that says that it's also. So when Tosfos said that it's also, Tosfos said, mikan mashme. It seems that it's also. So now we have to figure out, where does it seem that it's also? Where did Tosfos see that? So let's look at the Dibur HaMaschil of Tosfos. The Dibur HaMaschil of Tosfos ends, that if we put a vegoima, it would be golgishmak to Tosfos. Tosfos doesn't shtel zech on the beginning, because the beginning is only an iser, not to do all these three things. The Tosfos tells us at the end of the Baraisa. What should one do when it comes this man Krishme, v'koire Krishme u'mispalel v'oichel pita yumevorech? Now, what does the Baraisa want to tell me afterwards? I said, he told me that I shouldn't do these three things. V'koire Krishme u'mispalel. What does it say further? V'oichel pita yemavach. What's getting me wrong? What he does after Krishma mispalo? So the Baraisa seems to say v'koire Krishma mispalo, and then v'oichel pita yemavach. You eat your past without drinking, without sleeping. When do you eat your suda? After koire Krishma mispalo, then v'oichel pita yemavach. But it's not muchach, but it would seem like that. So that's what Tosfos says. Mikan mashma, from here it would seem that v'oichel pita yemavorech, to eat a pas, tatime, to eat a pas, a sude, should only be done after he lains krishme. But before he learns Krishna, he shouldn't do such a thing. So Taisa only had a raya, and this man Krishna, it said, when it comes this man Krishna, Kairi Krishna, and then Voichel Pitoi Mavorech, which would seem not to first Voichel Pitoi and then Kairi Krishna El Mispalo. That's how Taisa came to this conclusion. It is very, very interesting. We mentioned that there's a machloikis, Taisvis, in the Trumas Hadeshin. Taisvis says the whole Iser is a Iser Su'ude. The Trumas Hadeshin holds there's an Iser Te'ime. When it comes to Hilchis Krishma, in Simon Reish Lamed Hei, the Morgan Avram, the Mishneh Brure, Paskin, Te'ime is Mutter. Te'ime, one is allowed to be toyim before Zman Krishma. Time is Achilas Peiris, time is Pasles and a Kebeye. Te'ime is Mutter before Krishma. We don't hold like the Trumas Adesha. We hold like Taisvis, that Achilas Suda is also, but time is Mutter. The Trumas Adesha that brings this diuk from our Gemara, that time is also, the Mekair is our Gemara, the Trumas Adesha is really speaking about something else. He's speaking about Mikra Megillah. He's speaking about we lay the Megillah after Tainus Esther and people are hungry. So what should someone do that it's already his man Mikra Megillah? He doesn't have someone to lay the Megillah from him. He fasted a whole day. He's very hungry. Is he allowed to be toyim something? So the Trumas Adeshin says, just like by Krishmi you're not allowed to be toyim, so by Mikra Megillah you also are not allowed to be toyim. That's what he says. Finished. By Mikra Megillah, there the Morgan Avraham and there the Mishneh Berurah says one should make sure not to be toyim unless a tzairich godol. So it's very interesting how we paskin like the Trumas Hadeshah when it comes to Mikra Megillah. The same thing when it comes to Netilas Lulav. There also the Mishneh Berurah says one should try not to be toyim before Netilas Lulav, and this all stems from the Trumas Hadeshah. And the Mekair of the Trumas Hadeshin, which is our Gemara, and here we don't paskin like the Trumas Hadeshin. Here we paskin according to Taisvis that Time is Mutter and Davka Achilas Pas is also. Now let's go further. Omar Mar Koire Krishme Umispalo. Let's go back to the Beraisa. The Beraisa says he should learn Krishma and daven Meire. Messiah Leila Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara says, this Bereise is a raya to Rabbi Yochanan. The Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Eizel ben Oilam Abo, who is considered a ben Oilam Abo, Zeh HaSoymech Geule Letfile Shal Arvis. That is a person who is Soymech Geule Letfile Shal Arvis. Now he, Afilu by Meirev, he's also Soymech Gula Litfila. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Oimer, we'll speak about this later. It's Ezel ben Oilam Habo, that's, this is an easy ticket. Ezel ben Oilam Habo, Soymech Gula Litfila Shal Arvis. That means he doesn't speak out between Goal Yisrael and Shemayna Esrei, that's Ben Oilam Abo, and the same thing is by, we'll see, Nevada Givish Shachris, Yisaymech Gula Letzvila, Goal Yisrael, and he starts with Shemayna Esrei. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said. Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi Yoimer, Tfilois Be'emtza Tikno. Tfilis are not, all three Tfilis are sandwiched between the two Kriyashmas. Between the Krishma Shal Shachris and the Krishma Shal Arvis. So that means one should not lay Krishma and be Mispalo. No, one should daven Meiriv, and lady should lay Krishma. So by Meiriv there's no din of Smiches Gula Letvila. So we have here Amachleikis Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, and the Beraisa that says, Koirei Krishma Umispalel, this Bereise is a raya to Rabbi Yochanan. That's what the Gemara says. We'll explain this later also what the Raya is. Now the Gemara wants to explain what is the machlokes of Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. What is their machlokes? B'mai tamiflegi. Ibayis eima kra, ibayis eima svar. Could be the machlokes is in the limud apsukim, and could be the machlokes is in svar. Ibayis eima svar. The Rabbi Yochanan sava geule meurte namihave. That means even though the geule from Mitzrayim bepoil, Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim by day, at night they still were in Mitzrayim, but since Lemaise they had received permission from Pare to go out, so it was also considered a geule. Permission is considered a geule. So since there was a Mitzas geula balayla, so one should be masmich Geula le tefillah. One should say, mention Geula right before tefillah. That's what Rabbi Yochanan holds. Ela geula ma'al yisa lehava ela atzafra. But there was a geula at night. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi sova kiven b'loi havi ela mitzafra, since the ike geula was only in the morning, lehavi geula ma'al yisa, so therefore it is not considered a geula that is mechayev to be masmich geula litvila. So that's a machloikis in svore. The shaila is, according to this mahalach, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi has no reason to be magdim kriyishma Litfilah. That means Rabbi Yochanan has a reason. You have to be masmech geula litfilah, whatever the reason is. But if geula, there was geula balayla, and one should be masmech geula litfilah, so therefore one has to say krishma before Shemayna Esrei. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi holds that's not considered a geula. So there's no reason to be masmech geula litfilah. But on the other hand, there's no reason to say v'nahapachu. There's no reason to say that tefillah should be before kriyishma. The Gemara is explaining the machloikis, and the Gemara only explained half of the machloikis. That means Rabbi Yochanan holds you need geula before tefillah because holds there was geula balayla. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi holds you don't need geula before tefillah. Fine, but why did he say you should make tefillah before geula? Why should you do that? Do whatever you want. There's no reason to be magdam. Why did he hold there should be tefillah before geula? So the Tzrach wants to say that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi held the mitzvah of krishma is a darabonah, and the mitzvah of tefillah is a darabonah. So you have two mitzvahs that are chal at the same zman. So what should one do if he's confronted with two mitzvahs at the same time? There's a klal toder v'sheinei toder toder kaidem. One has to do the mitzvah what he does more times that the mitzvah doesn't do so many times. So since he davens three times a day and he learns krishma two times a day, so tefillah has a preference over krishma. Therefore he should daven first and then learn krishma. According to Rabbi Yochanan, there's a new cheshbon of smichas geula litfilah, so that is doichet, that pushes away the din of todir. But Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi holds there's no din of smichas geula litfilah, is therefore he holds so there's a din of todir, and the din of todir is mechayev that it should be tefillah before krishma. In the morning, since there is smiches gula litvila afilo according to Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, therefore in the morning he also holds that krishma should be before tefillah, even though tefillah is totel. This is the first mahalach in the Gemara to explain the machlokes of Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi and Rabbi Yochanan. Now let's go to the second mahalach. V'iboy yisayma kro. There's a machloikis in psukim. Ushneyem mikro echo dorshu. in both of them darshin from the same posik. V'chsiv b'shochbecho uvekumecho. The Torah was makish. The Torah says that the zman, the kriyishma, shall b'shochbecho, should be equal and similar to the kriyishma uvekumecho. These two kriyishmas have to have a similarity. And what is the similarity? Rabbi Yochanan Sova makish shchiva lekime. The similarity is in this nekude. Makime, just like in the morning. Kriyishma v'achar kach tvile. First one lanes krishma, and then one davins. Av shchiva nami. So the krishma of arvis, krishma v'achar kach tvile. Rabbi Shua ben Levi sovar. No, the similarity is in a different oifen. Makish shchiva lekime, makime kriyishma samuch lemitosai. The kriyishma of shachis is when he gets out of bed, so he lanes krishma. Av shchiva nami kriyishma samuch lemitosai. The kriyishma of arvis also it should be samuch lemitosai. That is the machlokes. Now, let's try to understand this machlokes. Let's first go to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said that the Torah is telling us when the Zman of Krishma shall Arvis is. The Zman of Krishma shall Arvis, one should be Masmech Limitosoi. One should learn Krishma just like Uvekumecha. When he gets up, he elains right away krishma. That is the thing that should be done. As soon as he wakes up, he should lain krishma. Just like Bilam said, that's the gvura of Klal Yisrael, when they wake up, chaytvenes ha-mitzvahs, kairin krishma. So krishma is right after kame mitosai. Krishma shall arvis is samuch le mitosai. So the Pnei Yeshua explains, so that means the greatest hiddur of Zman Krishma is that one should be ma'acher the Krishma to the mitzvah. That means that is the Zman. The Zman of Krishma is before one goes to sleep. That's the lechatchila de Kizman. We have here now a tefillah de Rabbono. Very good. Daven gesunta hate. But why should you stick the tefillah after the krishma? The hiddur is to be masmech the krishma to the shchiva. So therefore, the more we can be mi'acher the krishma, the more we can make sure that the krishma should be samuch lemitosai, that's the more mehudur the kizman. So therefore, there's a mitzvah of davening, daven before, daven when it's night, above hakel. So therefore, we are magdim tefillah to Kriyishma. Rabbi Yochanan held, no, the Hekish is not with the Cheshbon of the Mita. That is not the Hekish. The Hekish is just like by Zman Kriyishma Shel Shachris. It is the first thing after Kima. Takert, Zriza Magdim in the Mitzvahs, the Tvila should come later. But this should be the first thing that one does by after Zman Kime. So therefore, the first thing one does after Zman Shriva is Krishma. Faker the Hiddur is in being Magdim the Krishma. That is the Svore of Rabbi Yochanan. Now we'll see Rashi and Tosfos. Omar Ma. Koyre krishme shel arvis tchile v'achar kach mispalo. Misaye leile Rabbi Yochanan de oma arvis nami krishma v'achar kach tchile. Arvis is first krishma and afterward tchile, kedei she yismach geula le tchile. U de loike Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi de oma tchile v'achar kach krishma. Ze ha-soymech, eiza ben oylam habo, ze ha-soymech, Gula l'tfile, ba'arvis, not only at night, v'choshkein d'shachis, avada givis by day, de'ike gulas mitzrayim b'shachis habe, k'dechsiv mimochas ha-pesach yotzu b'nei Yisrael, The Ikar Gula was in the morning, the next day. Now, what is this Indian of Smichas Gula Letfilah? So Rashi says, Smichas Gula Letfilah, Rimza David B'Seifa Tilim, Tichsiv Hashem Tzuri V'Goyali, that is the end of Kapitel Yotes, V'Somech Lei, Yancha Hashem B'Yoyim Tzoro. That is the beginning of Kapitel Chof. So, the Kapitel Yotes ends with Geula, and Kapitel Chof starts with Bakosha, with Tfilah, Yancha Hashem. V'amrinim Bebroches Yerushalmi, Min she'einoi soimech geula letfile, lumahu doime. Lo'oi avoi shel melech, a person who loved the melech, shebo, he came, v'dofak al pischei shel melech, he knocks on the door. Al pischei shel melech, yotza ha-melech. The melech goes out, so he has an opportune chance now. He knocks on the door, finally the melech comes, he comes out, and as soon as the melech goes out, he sees the person that knocked on the door went away. So you're going away, the melech won't chase him. If he goes away, the melech will also go away. And this opportunity that this person had, he threw down the drain. Elo, yiyeh odom mikarev lakadosh baruch elo. A person should become close to the Rabbeinu Shloim. Umeratzeyu b'tishbochos v'kilusin shal yitzias Mitzrayim. He should praise the Rabbeinu Shloim with the shvachim of yitzias Mitzrayim. And through this, v'miskarev elo. He becomes close to the Rabbeinu Shloim. U'ba'oidoi karev elo v'yesho l'tvoi yatzrocho. So Rashi explains that this inyan of smiches gula letzvila is be'emes atzoyrech for the tzvila, atzoyrech for the kabbalas atzvila. Rashi does not explain at all how one becomes a ben olam haba through this, but Rashi explains the inyan is that the tzvila should be niskabel, one should be masmech gula letzvila. Be'emtza tiknun, ben shnei krishma tiknu kol tzvila shal yoyim, the kosova, Tfilas Arvis Kaidemis Le Krishman. He holds, Rabbi Shimon Levi holds, the Tfilas Arvis is before Krishman. Geula mi urte loy havi. Rabbi Shimon Levi holds, Gula was not at night. Hilkach Gula de urte loy chshivi la duri alo smiches tfilas. The Gula of urte of night is not choshev to be soimech Gula le tfilas. That is the svare of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. The Omer Rabbi Yochanan Ezeu ben Olam Abo, that's a person who is Soimech Gula Letfila. So Tosfos and all the Rishonim have a tremendous problem. We say Baruch Hashem Lo'ilam and Yiru Einenu. Banu Sha'imrim Yiru Einenu Psukim Acherim Achar Hashkiveinu. So we lost out Gula Letfila. Perhaps we should learn a little further the Gemara and then we'll go back to the Taisvis. Mosiv Mar Berei Deravin. Be'erev Mevorech Shtayim Lefoneo Shtayim Lachel. By Meirev we make two brachas before Krishma and two brachas after Krishma. The Amrit Boi Lismoich, if you'll say that we have to be Soimech Geula Letfila, the Geula, the Birchas HaGula ends Baruch Ata Hashem Gol Yisrael. So then you should start Shemayin Esrei. You don't start Shemayin Esrei, you say Ashkiveinu. Omri, so the Gemara answers, Kiven de Tkinu Rabbonon Hashkiveinu, since Chazal wa Mesakin Hashkiveinu, Kigula Arichta Domi. So Hashkiveinu, after the takon, it's like an extension of the geula. The iloi teima hochi, if you won't say like this, shachis heichi motzi somach, by shachis we also have a problem. A person starts off shemayna esrei with Hashem svosai tiftach. So it's also no smiche gula letvila. The tvila starts from Baruch, and he says Hashem svasai tiftach. Since Chazal said one should say Hashem Svosai Tiftach, Ketvila Arich Tadami. So it's considered like we're extending the Tvila. So Deval will learn Taisvis without understanding this Gemara too well. The Gemara just says, even the Tkino Rabban, we have to understand the terrors of the Gemara. The Gemara says, since they were Masakim to say Ashkivenu, Kigula Arichtadami. How does that answer the question? The question was, you're not Masmech Gula Latzila, Ashkivenu has nothing to do with Gula. They were Masakim to say it. So, since they were Masakim to say it, how does it become a Gula Arichta? We have to understand the Gemara, but let's first learn Taish. The Omar Rabbi Yechon and Ezer ben Oilam Abba. Bo anu sha'imrim yiru einenu psukim acherim acher ashkivein. So this is a problem, we say more things. Nire, hoyu v'tiknu l'rabonon, havu leike gul arichte. V'tiknu loimel ze. Chazal wa mesakin, we should say yiru einenu also. And what's the cheshbin? The same cheshbin of the Gemara. The Gemara says, kimin v'tiknu ki gul arichte, whatever that means. The Rosh says on this Taisvis doesn't make sense. So we see the Rosh Nupshat in the Gemara. Al Koponim, Taisvis seem to understand the Gemara as long as it's a Takone, so somehow it becomes a Gula Richter. You have to understand the Svar of Taisvis. So Taisvis says, so Yireinen is also a Takone, so it's also a Gula Richter. What was the reason of the Takone? The Tkinu Loimarzeh, that means by the time we're saying Baruch Hashem Lo'ilam, whoever came late, so he'll be able to catch up with the davening. Like this, if we wouldn't say Baruch Hashem Lo'ilam, we'd end the davening, we'd leave him there. That's not the proper thing to do. It was a sakone, and it's mevalbu, the one who remains alone in the base in the Beis HaKnesses at night. So therefore they were Mesakim. That's one Teretz. The Takone gives it a halacha of Gula Arichta. The Gam Yesh Ba'oisam Psukim Yud Ches Askores. Now Taisus wants to say a different type of a Teretz. It's not a Gula Arichta. Taisus says they're Yud Ches Askores. In Baruch Hashem Lo'olam we mentioned the Shem Shemayim 18 times. What is the cheshbon of 18 times? Kineged yud ches brachos to shemayne esrei. So memela, what is Taisvis saying? So Taisvis is saying, if the gula ends with shemer amo Yisrael, Lord, that's the end of the gula. So the shemayne esrei starts with Baruch Hashem Lo'olam. The smich is gula litvile. Don't worry about the other shemayne esrei that we say. We're masmech gula to a different tvile. Baruch Hashem Le'olam is also a tefillah, because the Yud Ches Askores are connected to Yud Ches Brachos. So if this is considered, so this is equivalent to tefillah. So that we have a smiche geula, that's Hashkiveinu, to tefillah, which is Baruch Hashem Le'olam, Amen V'Yamen. And from other Rishonim it would seem that Bizman Chazal there was such a danger to daven in the Botei Knesiyah Shebisodois, that they didn't dare to wait to daven Shemayne Esrei. They only said that. That was their Shemayne Esrei. Baruch Hashem Lo'olam Amin V'Yamin. That was all what they said. They were scared to say more. When they came home, others, if they wanted, they could say Shemayne Esrei. But Al Koponim, that's what Taisus means to tell us over here. Taisus means to tell us, we have the Tvila with the Baruch Hashem Lo'olam. They gave it a bracha also. Period. Okay. So that takes care of Yiru Einenu. Now how do we paskin la'aloche ki Rabbi Yochanan? We paskin according to Rabbi Yochanan, the b'raise misayilei. The b'raise is a right to Rabbi Yochanan that we're saymech gula l'tfila. V'chein posik aloche is b'daylus. V'im kein. So Taisva says, if we paskin according to Rabbi Yochanan, Yesh li zoyl shaloy le saper ben gula da arvis l'shemayne esrei. So memele, one should make sure that one should not speak out between gula da arvis and shemayne esrei. Umiyu, and that is one of the reasons we don't say Kishem Hashem Ekra by Meiriv and Shachris, because we have to be Masmich Gula L'Tfilah. So Hashem Shtvosai Tiftach the Gemara said Kitzvila Richter Domi, but Kishem Hashem Ekra, that is not Tfilah Richter. So therefore, putting any word in, that's why there's a Shaila. If you say Omein Efter Goal Yisroel by Shachris or by Meiriv, we'll see, we have a problem. But by Shachis, the others say you don't say Amen, because it has to be Samuch Gula L'Tvila. There shouldn't be a Hefza between Gula L'Tvila. So Memeila Sataisva says, if we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, so one should make sure Shloi L'Saper Ben Gula Da'arvis L'Shmeina Esrei. So we have a problem. If we have to be Masamech Gula L'Tvila, how do you say Kaddish? Umiya b'seder av amrim perish, ma shonu oimrim kaddish ben gula l'tvilas arvis, la ashmina de loy bina mismach gula da arvis l'tvila. Rav Amram Goyim held that you don't need smichas gula l'tvila. Mishum de tvilas arvis rishus, la locha we paskin tvilas arvis is a rishus, so therefore it is not necessary to be masmach gula l'tvila. V'loy nehire, so Taisa says that is not correct. The imkain, if this is true, Rabbi Yochanan Svirelei, Rabbi Yochanan told you do need smichas gula l'tfilah. Rabbi Yochanan Svirelei tfilas arvis chayve. He holds tfilas arvis as a chayv. The pluti, so comes out as a machloikis, the Rav Rabbi Yochanan, halachik Rabbi Yochanan. So if we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, we should paskin it's a chayve. So therefore we shouldn't be mafsik. Benochin lahachmer olizoyer milasapa bintai. Vim taimo kash ilchasa ilchasa de kaimlon tvils arvis rishus, voche psikolon paskine kerabi yechenin. Here we talk a paskin tvils arvis rishus. So chloime da fulu yisoyve rabi yechenin kerab dom rishusu, mi kol moke mechayiv lismach. So you have to say, even though it's a rishus, there's also a din smichas gula letfila, im kain gam lonu yesh lismach. I with the kaddish, Taisis didn't go into the kaddish for some reason, or it could be Taisis lishitos, ikivet the tkina rabonon, will have a din of tefillah richter, gula richter. Let's try a little bit to understand the memra of Rabbi Yochanan. Eizehu ben oilam habo ze hasoymech geula letfile. Rabbi Yochanan seems to say more than Rashi says. Rashi says that it's a skula to be masmech geula letfile, that the tefillah should be miskabel. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Eizehu ben Olam Haba." So, how does one become a ben Olam Haba? Ayidei smiches gula l'tvila. The Rabbeinu Yonah says as follows: the tachlis of geulas Mitzrayim was to become avodim for the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That's what the pasuk says. Ki avodai heim asher etzesi yoysam. Tachlis of Gulas Mitzrayim was not to become chofshim, to become free from all shibudim. No, avodim ayinu lefari b'mitzrayim v'etziyenu Hashem, that we should become avodai heim. We should become avodim to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Tfile is b'mokeim avoide. That's avoide shebelev. So if a person speaks about the geula, what does he do after the geula? So if after the geula he makes hayontef, we're fry, Baruch Hashem, we're not avdei parei anymore, so he has a wrong conception of geula. But if right after the geula he shows the purpose of geula, he starts davening, and davening is avoyde shebeleif. And let's stress it. The Orches Chaim La Rosh says that Yizoyer, one should be nizel with the kavonas at tefillah shehi avoyde shebeleif. Abisol Chaim Kaplan Zechayim Lebroche used to explain this Orches Chaim as follows. He used to say a person will buy mehudadik tefillin, $1,500. He's left-handed and he'll put it on his right hand. So he wasn't mekayim the mitzvah of tefillin. The tefillin shorosh shall be not centered. He wasn't mekayim the mitzvah of tefillin. Tefillin need a certain eva. It has to be put on the yad keya. It's put on the other hand. So that is the wrong eva for the tefillin. There's no kiyam a mitzvah. Tefillah is avoide shebelev. What does that mean? Who has to work then? It's not a lip service. It's a heart service. It's avoide shebelev. We have to motivate the lev to start working. It's an avoide. It doesn't come so easy. Al koponim, if a person, as soon as he says geula, he realizes the tachlis of the geula. The tachlis of the geula was that to become an Eved Hashem, and he's doing it. It's a fight, a tremendous fight. He starts off with others. Others one has to be mechaven likuve, and he starts off with a big mulchame. So if he's masmich geula litvile, he understands the purpose of geula. So I won't end with the Shemayna Esrei. You understand that the rest of the day also have to be an Eved. But as soon as he mentions Geula, he realizes it doesn't make him a chofshi. The Geula doesn't make him a fraye. The Geula makes him an Eved. So that person is a Ben Olam Haba. That is how the Rabbeinu Yonah says pshat. One pshat in Rabbi Yochanan. That's what the Gemara says. Hashkivenu is a geula arichte. So the Rabbeinu Yonah explains this. The Rabbeinu Yonah says something very interesting. What connection is there? What connection does Hashkivenu have to geula? So the Rabbeinu Yonah says as follows: Bisho She'ovar Hashem lingoifes Mitzrayim. What happened in Mitzrayim that night? The night of Makis Bechiris. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam, Hashem, he called Bechir. And even were busy, and they were eating the Kol Pesach and Bechipozin and the Matzah. And all of a sudden they heard the shrieks and it became light. What were the Eden doing? Were they looking out of the window and doors? And it was very interesting. Rabbeinu Yonah says they were doing something else. Bishor she'ovar Hashem lingayves Mitzrayim hoyu mefachadim. The Yidden was scared. Or mispalalim, and they davened leboire lekayim dvoroi shelo yitein amashchis lova yel boteim. They saw there was a tremendous shas hadin now, and they weren't sure that they'll be rescued from this din. Shederach hatzadikim, we learned yesterday, sheyereim tamit shemo yigrei machet. So the whole night that the Bechirim were dying, Yidden were being mispallel to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, yiten amashchis lovi lebotechem. Uchineged oiso tfile iskin uloi marashkiveinu. That's pshat in the Hashkiveinu. Sheyatzileinu Hashem mikol davaro v'yishmer tzeiseinu uvayenu. So this Hashkiveinu was said b'shas ha'gula. So therefore when we say it now, it's kigula arichte domi. Hashkiveinu has a tremendous connection with gula. Hashem sfosai tiftoch, the Rabbeinu Yonah explains, that is a tfile that we ask the Rabbeinu Shel Olam that we should be zoiche mispalolim leboirei shetisayenu shenuchal lechavin betfiloseinu ulesaper malolov. Before we start davening, we have to understand there's a big mulchome when one comes to daven, that everyone can be made, all the machshavis that fall into one's mind when one starts davening. And the reason for this, the Balatanya says in a note, because there's no one better than the Yetzer Hara that knows how choshev the tefillah is. And therefore he'll do everything and anything to distract the person that he shouldn't be mechavim b'tefillah, because he sees what's happening. Leider, we don't see what's happening. But he knows we're standing in front of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is here, and we're asking him, and who knows what could happen. So he'll do anything and everything to distract us. So before we start davening, we ask the Rabbeinu Shalom Hashem Svosai Tiftoch that the Rabbeinu Shalom should help us, that we should be zeichet to be mechavim betfilah. So this is not tefillah, but this is a bakoshe for help, that in order we should be zeichet to be mispalo bekavone. So therefore, this is called aschalta de tefillah. Omar Rabbi Elazar, Omar Rabbi Avinim. Kol ha'omer tila l'David b'chol yoim shalosh pa'omim muvtach loy shehu ben olam haba. A person who says Tehillah l'David three times a day, muvtach loy shehu ben olam haba. My time. What is the godless of Tehillah l'David? Ilaim ha'mishim da'osi bi alef beis, because you have the whole alef beis. Neima ashrei smimei dorech. Ta'osye betmanya apin. Ashrei kapitel kuf yitah says eight olives, eight bases. So you have a larger collection of olive bays over there. Elo mishum de'izbe peiseyach es yodecha. It speaks about the Rabbi Yishlom gives parnose. Neima halul agodl. Dechsiv bei noisein lechem lechol basa. There also says that the Rabbi Yishlom gives parnose. So what is the maila of Ashrei? Elamishum the isbei tarti. It has both in yonim. It has olive base and it has panosa. Let's see Rashi. Shalish pomim keneged shalish tfilis the isbei tarti, the osi be olive base, the yeshboi shvach achonis mozoim lechol chai. The Goyin explains Kapitel Kuf Yud Aleph also has Aleph Beis, and there it says Teref Nosan Lireyov. That's Ois Tes, also speaks about Panosa. But Kuf Yud Aleph says Teref Nosan Lireyov. The Banshul gives Panosa to the Yirei Hashem. This says Masbiya Lechol Chai. So this Panosa is better than the Panosa that says in Kapitel Kuf Yud Aleph. So therefore, Shvach HaChonas Mozen L'chol Chai. That's why we say Tehillah L'David. Now, what is Pshat in the Gemara? We have a Maila of Tehillah L'David. There's Aleph Beis and Parnosa. What is the Maila of this combination? There are two Mahalchim to explain this. The Pnei Yeshua explains the Gemara as follows. Aleph Beis, he says, is Meramiz, and the Chof Beis, Oisi Yisatayre. The whole Torah is put together with the Chof Beis Oisius. That's the Aleph Beis. And the Tehillah L'David is telling us that the whole Shvach, the whole Bria was created for the Loimei Torah. The Tachlis is the Loimei Torah. And the whole Bria was created for the Loimei Torah. Einei choylei lecho yisabeiru. Everyone needs parnosa. Va'ata noislam esochlam b'itoi peisech eshedecha. Everything is b'schus ha-Torah. So one should start thinking, if the whole Bria is b'schus ha-Torah, and the whole parnosa is also to the whole Bria is b'schus ha-Torah, so one, before he starts working in the morning, he should think, so it's not I that am making my parnosa, it's the Rebbein Shalom that gives parnosa to the whole Bria b'schus ha-Torah. So if he chazes this ayin three times a day, three times is a chazok already, so his whole ashkofa, the gabi working and making parnosa, will have a different ashkofa already. The Iker is the Torah, and the Rebbein Shalom is the zonah mefarnes lakel. So memela, that's how he'll become a ben olam haba. But he has to chazerayim three times a day. That's how the Pnei Yeshua says pshat in the Gemara. The Meshech Chochmah says a different pshat in the Gemara. The Meshech Chochmah, the beginning of Parshas Bechukosai, says as follows. He says, we find how the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is maniges ha'olam. There's hanhoge nisi and hanhoge tivi. Sometimes we see moiridik nisim. We see the Yad Hashem. And then there's Anhogas HaTeva. Oilam Kimin Hoge Noyik. We think, and Ness, there you see the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. He said, that's not the Tachlis. The Tachlis is not Ness. The Tachlis is Teva. Hagavuche Elikim is Gematria HaTeva. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam wanted that the world should be Misnaig Al Pi HaTeva. What is this Teva? He says, Teva is an accumulation of Ness after Ness after Ness, which we, looking at it, we don't see the Ness. But Teva is the Hashgoche Protis, how the Rebbeinu Shel Olam controls the world. That is Teva. And that is the inyan of Aleph Beis. Aleph Beis means everything goes with a sibe and a mesayiv. Everything goes in order. There's nothing that jumps out of order. Nes is running away from the Teva, is changing the Seder. Aleph till Tov is everything is going keseder. And that is Meire HaDeRebbeinu Shel Olam from Aleph till Tov is Manig HaSabriya. He says the greatest wonder in the world, which is much greater than any Nes, is the Inyan of Parnosa. He says, if one will look, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam created a world that the world is self-supporting for every Nivra in the world. That means if spiders feast on mosquitoes and bees have pollen, the world, there's millions and trillions of Nevroim who need Parnose each day. And the world supplies Parnose for the whole Bria. Umasbia lechaine chele lecha yisabeiro vata neislam esochlam bitoi peiseich es yodecho. So the greatest ness of the Teva, if a person will be misboinen, how the Rebbeinu Shlom created the world, and we know how everyone needs Parnosa, and this is a world which contains Parnosa for everyone. This is the greatest Kvayt Shamayim. That is the union of Ashrei, to chazer over that the Manigat Teva from Aleph till Tov is the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and the greatest Nisim in the Teva one can see through the union of Parnosa. The Gemara says further, why is there, if there's an Aleph Beis, why isn't there a Nun? Because there's a posik that speaks about a nefila of Klal Yisrael. The chsid nafla v'loisoysif kum besulas Yisrael. There's a posik that speaks about Poronius, and the Mefarshim explain all Poronius have a silver lining to them. But this Peronius is V'loi Soisiv Kum, a Nefila which will never be a Kima from this Nefila. So therefore, David HaMelech did not want to mention in the Shvach of the Rebbein Shalom of Ash, didn't want to mention the Ois Nun, because Nun comes with this Pasuk of Nafla V'loi Soisiv Kum. In Eretz Yisrael, they said different pshat in the pasuk. Nafla v'loy soysef lin peil oit kum besulas Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, they said a different pshat in the pasuk. Not loy soysef kum, loy soysef lin peil oit. And the Goyim explains what this means. This means as follows: Nafla, when Klal Yisrael will fall, the loisoysif lin peloit, and it will fall so low that you can't fall any lower, then one can be assured kum besulas Yisrael. In Marove, they said the pasuk is speaking about nefila. The pasuk is speaking about yeride, but the yeride is the hachroze for the kime. And therefore, all the simonim that Chazal tell us, b'ikves de Meshiche, which chutzpe yazgi, and all the other chisroinis, this is the process of nafla v'loisoysif oid limpoil. When we'll get all the way on the bottom, then it's kum besulas Yisrael. Omer Rav Nachman ba Yitzchak afilu hachi chazar David v'somcham beruach hakodesh. David wanted to speak about this nefila, and he was seimach the nefila. Seimach Hashem, Seimach Hashem l'chol ha'neflim. Amar Abelozor Baravine, Godol ma'ashenema b'michoel, Yoisa mi'ashenema b'gavriel. Michoel has more koiches than Gavriel. Dilu b'michoel k'siv, v'yoaf Eli echo bin asrofim. That Gavriel, with one priche, he flew over to Yeshaya. This is by Michoel. Gabi Gabriel k'si ve'ish Gabriel asher isi bechozoin patchile mu'af bi'of. That means Gavrila took two priches. My mashmid I echod Michoel. The Pesuk in Shas speaking about Michoel. Amar Rabbi Yochanan osi echod echod. Ksiv hoche v'yof eilai echod min asrofim. Ksiv hos minim Michoel echod min asorim arishenim bol ozreini. Tano Michoel ba'achas. The koyach of Michoel is with one priche gets to his destination. Gavriel b'shtayim. Eliyol ba'arbe. Umalach hamovis b'shmoino. I just like to tell over, the Goyin says in Biurei Hagro, this is a sefer from the Goyin and Sisrei Teiri, explains the Agadites, so the Goyin, what we can understand Al Kaponim, so the Goyin says as follows, Malachamovis Bishmeine, so the Goyin says there are eight reasons that the Malachamovis has a shlita to kill someone. There are eight reasons, that's Shmeine. There's one reason, the chet of Adam Arishan. That brought about a klala of Misa and the whole Bria. Then there's seven other reasons. The seven other reasons are seven Roshei Averis, which they are the Sheirish of all Averis. And they are as follows. Hakine, Rakovoid, Hataive, that's three. Hakilus, Shehu Ayin Hora, a person is stingy. Haznus shehu yetzer hara, that's five. Sinas habriyos is six, and habatola. That what the Mishnah says in Oves. Siches hayolodim batek nisiyish yeshivis batek nisiyish olamei haoretz. Killing time, that is a passport for the Malach HaMoves. That's pshat. The Malach HaMoves has eight. There are eight reasons why he's bekoyach. He has rishus to kill someone. Ubishas hamageifa, she'oz einei mavchin, amageifas kiven shenitim rishus lahashchis einei mavchin, einei rak machmas chet odom arishin. That's bishas hamageifa. So there's no that this person doesn't have these reasons. Then the chet odom arishin is sufficient to give the Malach HaMoves rishus. Zot Rashi. אפילו הוכי אף על פי שיפסיק נו מפני נפילה שבו לא יעבור לרמזו חוזו ורימי סמיכס הנפילה תקב לו ויוף אליי בפריחה אחס ולא הרגיע בינתיים. There wasn't any rest. מואף ביאף שתי פריחס מאחס בפריחה אחס.